frozen Christmas. Well, Christmas runs hot and cold down here in the deep south. The temperature in Birmingham will be below 20 for the next two nights. That's cold for us Alabamians. Will Phil, my philodendron here in the book loft, make it through the night? Will our pet Finch make it? Will the water pipes freeze despite the fact that we'll be practicing the trickle-down theory of thawed plumbing flow all night? Will I be able to get the fire started without kindling, just to make us think we're Christmas warm in our 100-year-old house? Or will I chicken out and place a particle board log under the real one to make it burn well? Will my daughter's car start in the morning? Or will I have to grumble start it myself? Will I think of all those people who are roughing it in a deep winter and multi-feet of snow and surviving, when our greatest challenge, weather-wise, in Alabama, is to survive the tornadoes and not overheat our bodies and our radiators the other 9 months of the year? And will I have just the right book to cuddle if we get frozen in by 1 inch of snow? Really, that's about all it takes to shut down the city here under the right conditions. Of course. Even though I have thousands of books in my loft, I do sneak a few home every night to rummage and ruminate through. Maybe tonight will be catalog night. I'll look at what other people might be buying for themselves. Nothing in the catalogs will be as oddly divergent as the titles at Read Books. Can you believe the variety? Which ones do you believe never existed? The sad truth is, they all did, hopefully do, exist. But nobody loved them well enough to keep them handy, so they wound up here. With any luck, you'll come to the loft and want to take some of them home for Christmas. We, the book guardians, wait patiently, sometimes impatiently too. Lord, give me patience, and I want it right now.